pleasure to welcome in once again Greg Giangrande, the career advice columnist for the New York Post. His terrific column, Go to Greg, appears every Monday in the Post. And Greg, here's something I really hadn't thought about. I mean, if you resign or you get fired, you're out of a job either way. The question that you were asked is, my boss wants me to resign before he fires me. Should I do it? So what's the difference here?
So it's true, you're out of a job either way, and you're going to have to explain to a prospective employer why you resigned or, you know, got fired from your last job. The issue is, though, you might be foregoing some benefits that you might be entitled to if the company were to fire you. Now, it depends on what the termination is based on. So if you get fired for things like cause, because you were caught stealing or lying or you hit your boss or something like that, then you're not entitled to anything. But if you get laid off, or even if you get fired because they didn't think you were doing a good enough job, typically companies will give you some transition benefits, whether it's some severance, notice. They might allow you to collect unemployment and even some career counseling to help you get your next job. So there's a big difference between what you say publicly as to the reason why you're leaving and what's actually recorded by the company, and then what benefits you might be entitled to. So that's the difference.
So if you're fired for whatever particular reason, is that a private matter between you and your company? Or if you're applying for a new job, can the prospective employer call your old place and get the skinny on why you were kicked out of there?
So it's a great question, Michael, because a lot of people are afraid to give references for fear of being sued, because if you say something negative and it prevents the person from getting a job. Here's the truth. You're allowed to tell the truth. So if somebody calls and asks for the circumstances around your departure, your employer is allowed to say that your employment was terminated by the company. Now, they usually would not go beyond that. They usually would not say why. So they might verify title, dates of employment, and certainly if you left voluntarily or involuntarily, they're allowed to do that and disclose that, yes.
Hey, Greg, unless you were asked another... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, just one other point. But this is why anytime you're leaving a company, if you're leaving on, like, whether it's by, you know, mutual agreement where you both decide it's time to move on, or you're getting terminated, you can negotiate these things. You can talk to your employer and say, okay, wait a second. You know, let's talk about what you're going to say when there's a reference check. You can try to negotiate these things, and employers are usually pretty open to negotiating.
That's a good idea. Hey, yeah, another great question to your column. If I refuse to travel for my job, I'm worried about COVID, I'm worried about all kinds of things. If I refuse to travel, can my boss fire me?
Well, so, you know, it's different under COVID as opposed to just generally speaking. If your job requires travel and you accept it knowing that it requires travel and you refuse to travel, then you're willfully not doing your job. So, yes, you can be fired. If you're saying, I'm uncomfortable traveling now because of all of the COVID restrictions and the testing and all that, and I'm uncomfortable, yes, your employer can fire you for not doing your job, but they can't say you're willfully not doing your job, which is like termination for cause, or they can't claim you're essentially resigning because you're just not doing your job. So no court and the unemployment office isn't going to side with the employer. They can fire you and you can collect unemployment, but you're not willfully refusing and you're not resigning.
All right. Before you run, do you have a quiz for us?
I do. You know, everyone's talking about potentially returning to the office and those dates getting moved back. But there's not a lot out there about the employee sentiment on returning to the office. So there was a recent survey. What percentage of employees say they are actually looking forward to returning to the office in some capacity?
It's multiple. Zero. Choice. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That's a survey.
That's a survey of one.
I jumped the gun there. Sorry. What was the multiple choice?
That wasn't one of the choices. So 35%, 55%, 70%, or 85% say they're looking forward to returning in some capacity.
75.
I'm going lower, 55.
So how do you go from 0%, Len, to saying, no, I think it's 70%?
Well, I was projecting what other people might think. That's
He's not thinking, period, Brent.
The answer is 85% of employees have said they're actually looking forward to returning to the office, which was surprising to me.
Yeah, it's surprising. But you said in some capacity, so that's the kicker there.
Yeah, not full time. The majority of employees are not looking forward to returning to the office full time, but they do miss getting together with colleagues, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we miss getting together with Natalie. Yeah. Greg Giangrande, the career advice columnist for the New York Post. Go to Greg in the Post. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Talk to you, pal.
Take care, Greg. Always a pleasure. Thank you.